Well, speaking of saloon singers, you're a saloon keeper.
It's a real swingin' rockin' place. Beer in the front, illicit drugs in back. Topless dancing, everything you'd ever want. It's called the Humblegasm.
Whatever induced you to get into the business end?
Having a club is a great way of laundering all that illegal drug money I make, you know? And, also, I've got all these closed-circuit cameras all over the place in the women's rooms, everywhere. I get the greatest stuff on film.
What's your philosophy about the club?
The club. The club is like where I'm king, you know? I got my bodyguards, they're my police force. I don't like the looks of you, and they kick your ass, they throw you out. I got the great American dream right here. I mean, I'm Mr. Cool. Got private rooms with one-way mirrors. I can watch the girls dance while I snort my heroin.
You're a pretty young guy. We're about the same age, so I consider that weird. But you know, you've built your career on doing the music. But how do you make it yours? I mean, how do you make it relevant to you? And thereby, how do you make it relevant to someone who's, say, 20 years younger than we are?
Didn't take nothing but a lot of acid and hash and opium and drugs in general, you know? Relevant. Totally relevant. Pretty much universal. And the kids especially. Yeah, kids just love that.
Well, thank you so much and best of luck with all of it.
And thank you for letting me spread the good word. Keep the good thing going, you know? Good thing going. Good thing going. Good thing going. Good thing going.